I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Coming up, an update on the Christian movement in Iraq from a former terrorist enclave. Then, kids in Lebanon get a break from facing the fears of war. We'll unpack that story for you in just a few minutes. First, experts say the Islamic State lacks social support in areas it once controlled, like in Mosul, Iraq. Citizens even report ISIS claims to Iraqi security forces. Samuel with Redemptive Story says,
people in general that you speak to on an everyday basis are far more opposed to that form of Islam because of what they saw and what they experienced during the time of ISIS.
Iraq's second largest city fell to Islamic State control on June 10, 2014, as government forces retreated. Then, terrorists gave Mosul's 1,200 Christian families a choice: renounce Christ and convert to Islam, pay a tax, or die.
That doesn't mean that all Christians were able to make it out, but many, many were able to make it into Iraqi Kurdistan.
In 2017, Iranian-backed militia helped Iraq's government wrestle Mosul back from ISIS control, but the ensuing battle left the city in pieces. Today, Mosul is starting to thrive again, but remains devoid of its once-thriving Christian community.
However, within the past few years, there has been some movement back, particularly into the villages that are the outskirts of Mosul. There are Christians returning, mostly due to work and work opportunities.
So far, only about 50 families have resettled in Mosul. Pray for more Iraqi Christians to come back so they can be the light of Christ in their city. Pray especially for
more encouragement, more boldness, in order that God might do something big, because people are asking questions. They've seen the failures of Islam through ISIS, and they are beginning to ask more of those existential questions.
Meanwhile, Kenya Hope plans to open a new Christian school in Olashaiki, giving local kids a quality education and the gospel. The school will be named in memory of Dave and Joy Mueller, Kenya Hope's former executive directors who died in a car crash in Kenya 8 months ago. Steve Holman, U.S. director of Kenya Hope, says the ministry is still searching for new leadership.
We can't replace Dave and Joy Mueller. They're very unique. I would say they're once in a generation. But we're asking God to raise up other people.
In the meantime, additional responsibilities are being expertly handled by the ministry's local Kenyan staff, such as Nettie Wafula, coordinator of the Widow's Mite program.
Pray for Nettie. She's a godly Kenyan woman. I've talked to her many times. Now it's laid on her the administrative task of seeing to it that the cohorts of widows in 7 locations are each moving along in the program, growing in their skills, and coming to know Christ and follow him wholeheartedly.
With many other projects coming down the pipeline at Kenya Hope, they could use your prayer that God would guide the right people into the ministry's leadership. Get the full update at missionnews.org. And most churches in the West have a week of Vacation Bible School planned sometime this summer. Heart for Lebanon's Summer of Hope follows a similar model, but goes all summer instead of just 1 week. Heart for Lebanon's Camille Melke explains.
Summer of Hope campaign is meant to bring joy, peace, tranquility, a sense of togetherness for children who have experienced the hardest of life, whether they are refugees or whether we're talking about local children.
Lebanon's not an easy place to live. Poverty is rampant and daily essentials are hard to come by. Cross-border shelling between Israel and Hezbollah threatens war. Only one source offers peace that passes understanding.
Summer of Hope is meant to bring the hope of Christ to every little kid that has suffered tremendously in the last year or so.
You can follow individual hope stories throughout the summer. We'll connect you at our website.
Pray every child that comes in our doors will experience this hope in Christ.
Pray the Lord would transform children's lives and entire families through this outreach.
Pray for our safety. Both of our Hope Ministry centers, they're both in a very difficult locations, but purposefully located there in order for us to reach out to those who are suffering the most.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.